Conversation 1. Today, we have Professor McKay on our morning talk show. Good morning, Professor McKay. I've heard that you and your team have just completed a report on old age.
That's right. Well, the report basically looks into the various beliefs that people hold about old age and tries to verify them.
And what do you think your report can achieve?
We hope that it will somehow help people to change their feelings about old age. The problem is that far too many of us believe that most old people are poor, lonely, and unhappy. As a result, we tend to find old people as a group unattractive, and this is very dangerous for our society.
But surely, we cannot escape the fact that many old people are lonely and many are sick.
No, we can't. But we must also remember that the proportion of such people is no greater among the 60 to 70 age group than among the 50 to 60 age group.
In other words, there is no more mental illness, for example, among the 60s to 70s than among the 50s to 60s.
Right.
Are people's mental abilities affected by older age?
Certain changes do take place as we grow older, but this happens throughout life. These changes are very gradual and happen at different times with different people. But, in general, if you know a person well in his middle age and have seen how he deals with events and problems, you will easily recognize him in old age.
So that someone who enjoys new experiences, travel, education, and so on in his middle years will usually continue to do so into old age?
Exactly.
Questions 1 to 4 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 1. According to the conversation, what do we know about the report?
Question 2. What does Professor McKay think the report can achieve?
Question 3. What do we know about old people who are lonely and sick?
Question 4. What do we know about the changes that happen on old people?